D and the Wolf Podcast.
Yeah, Jimmy D and the Wolf Podcast. We are using new technology this time. We are going live on three platforms at the same time for the first time. Not the ones we wanted to go on, but I wanted to go on Instagram and YouTube, but we're going on Twitch. And I'm not even sure what the other platform is.
Well, we've been doing Facebook Live for a while.
Well, yeah, we're on Facebook. We better be on Facebook.
How many of these have we done, Tim?
This is our 43rd. Oh, and this is number 43.
Nice. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, so, oh, can you see the display? It says The Wolf and Jimmy D.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I like this. This is StreamYard we're using. And ideally, we want to go on Instagram and YouTube live. And just before it was time to go, I tried to hook it up to YouTube, and it went to my artist page. So that's not appropriate. It should be the Jimmy D and the Wolf page. So some tweaking required. I probably should have started on it before. 5 minutes before the podcast.
Well, and you always have to kind of drag me through these things because I'm a technological dinosaur. You're great at this kind of stuff, man, but I'm like light years behind. I don't think I'd really used a computer until I met you at all.
Really? Yeah. Wow. I loaned you my computer about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. So I'm about a year in on being current with technology and whatnot. I was kind of the last generation that made it all the way through school without ever having to touch a computer. And it's funny because I remember having an option to take a typing class, computers, and I was like, I'm never going to need that. In like 94, before it all happened, you know, before it really boomed, I thought I'm not going to need that. And I still, to this day, all these years later, when I type, I hunt and peck, man, it's one finger typing and the whole bit. Unreal how fast it's all happened.
Yeah. How have you picked it up so fast?
Just being trial by fire, my man.
Have you had any help from your family members?
I've had a lot of help from you.
Man, the picture is so pristine that I'm getting from you.
Good. Well, I'm using my iPhone and I usually use the laptop.
Well, we used the iPhone, and then we had problems.
Yeah.
Why did we go away from that? Well, the iPhone has a lot better camera than that laptop. The laptop is 10 years old. That camera is a lot inferior.
Oh, I think, man, that the Wi-Fi, you know, I live about 100 yards away from the school. And I have a theory. I don't know, but my theory is that when we were having it during the day, when school was in, that all the little teenagers were on their phones and taking up all the Wi-Fi. That's my theory, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Wi-Fi is, I've got a optic cable, and when I signed up for that StreamYard thing, I just got, my hair is still wet. When I signed up for that, streaming sessions. I did one session. That was a cluster. There's so many streaming platforms, but I hadn't gone back to that. But they said you need to have at least 25 megabytes per second, ideally. And they want you to plug it into the hard wire. And I use Wi-Fi. And there's a little check they had, the whole procedure you had to do to go through to get into it. And mine was 75, so way over their minimum. I think it's rated at 100, but it never gives you what it's rated at. But my nephew, who's been spending some time here, and told me today he might want to rent my room from me. Anyway, which is cool. He says he wants faster because I think he plays video games and he would upgrade. But I think the one thing about it, I think you could pay to upgrade it because I do have fiber optic cable.
Well, I've got the best that I can get here.
Yeah, you're in Mayberry.
Mayberry, exactly.
And even I think somebody said that even in Nashville, not a very small percentage of homes have fiber optic. So, you know, that's a benefit.
Faster, faster, faster.
Faster, faster. You know, my nephew and I were talking about this today. Back in the day, you know, Blockbuster. Oh, he made the comment that up in Toledo where he lives, there's still a Blockbuster store. Can you imagine that?
Wow. Our family video store is just now going out of business here in Madison.
The writing's on the wall. I mean, how would you ever keep it going? Sure. And there's still a Blockbuster there. And so we got to talking about Blockbuster, and he made the comment because it's I don't know how well known, but it's a story that Netflix went to Blockbuster when they were just getting started, and they're willing to sell their business to Blockbuster. And Blockbuster was owned by Wayne, I will not be able to say his name right, but it's Huizenga, Huizenga or something like that. And he's touted as being a great entrepreneur. I mean, he had started Waste Management. I think he also had some sports. He had a race car or doing something with that. And he also had Blockbuster, but he was an idiot about Blockbuster because they laughed Netflix out of the room, out of the boardroom. I mean, they embarrassed him. They went home with their tail between their legs. Netflix did. And now, of course, 15 years later or 18, I don't know exact year when that was, but it was early aughts, so maybe 2002 to 2005. I mean, Netflix is changing the world. I mean, Netflix is the last I heard, and I'm sure it's gotten more. I think their income is like over $1 billion a month, US dollars a month, yeah, in subscriptions. And they spend $500 million a month on content. And when they pay for content, they're the long game. Most of the shows you see on Netflix, there's no residuals. They bought everything outright.
Wow.
So most movies, there's residuals.
They're raising their price right now too.
They are. I think they're going to 14.
I think 17.
Whoa. Hey,
that's big bucks in Netflix money.
17? I thought it was 14. I hadn't heard. Well, I'm not up to date.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to cancel mine. Not going to happen.
I ain't giving him $5 more. I'll go back to the table for $100 a month.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So when you compare the competition, cable dug their own grave. You know, yep. They just kept raising the prices and trying to talk to them and trying to cancel is just horrible. They just make it so hard. Anyway, yeah, so Netflix is changing the, I was watching something about, there was an article that I read in the New York Times about the movie industry. And maybe this will be one of our topics today. Actually, it is, because we're talking about it. The movie industry, post-COVID, what will the movie industry look like? Because most movie theaters have been closed for most of. Well, I sent you an excerpt from that by text. Most movie theaters have been closed for most of 2020, and you can't make any money. You know that you can't deliver movies like restaurants. They deliver food, try to keep the kitchens open anyway. Serving staff is biting it big time. But movies, there's no concessions. That's where they make most of their money. And a lot of movies have been put back, and the replacement has been streaming. So a lot of people are talking about now that people have gotten used to doing everything at home, like office buildings. If you're in real estate and you have office buildings, you're probably in trouble because companies realized, hey, we don't need all these expensive office buildings.
We can do it from home.
We can do it from home. I mean, there's going to be some coming back to work, but you can't do everything from home, but not to the extent that they have. And so, you know, there's other things that have been changed. And so people are gotten used to streaming movies at home. And this article is analyzing, will this actually be the death of the movie industry as we know it? And the article said that, well, you know, this has been a refrain that has been going on ever since, say, the 50s. When TV came out in the 50s, broadcast TV said, well, it's going to be the death of movies. And then it went on. Every decade, there was something that was supposed to be the death of the movie industry.
Right.
But it hadn't happened. And but now it might be a small change from what it was. I mean, now movies, one big blockbuster movie coming out, and I can't remember which one it was, but they were saying that it's dropping on Netflix on the same times it's going to be in movies when movies are open. And they said that's a big deal because it never used to be that. So you don't have to. Used to be it was delayed release, you know, before it went to video. You know, it was, you knew it was a bad movie. It went direct to video.
Exactly.
Like Steven Seagal didn't even try to get his stuff into movie theaters. Right. He just would go direct to video. But he had rabid fans who would buy his stuff and rent his stuff. So direct to video means it wasn't very good. Not anymore. Direct to streaming, the best stuff. And some of the stuff's only available on streaming. Like, you know, my favorite, the old Italian guys, you know, De Niro and Pacino. And Pesci, they were in The Irishman, and I think that was only on Netflix. I don't think that was even in the theaters, wasn't it? Did you see it?
Yeah, it was Netflix.
I don't think they even made it to the theaters. I don't think you could see it in the theaters. So
I knew it was changing.
Yeah. So
where'd you go?
I'm here. Can you not see me?
I couldn't see you for a minute. You're back. When I knew it was changing, when the last Star Wars movie came out, I watched it on streaming, like right when it came out. And that's when it hit me that it was all changing. All, you know, it's all accessibility. It used to be a huge deal before where there were only X amount of movies coming out. So they could pump it up and pump it up, and you're sitting around waiting and waiting. And it's now there's just this endless sea of film to watch on Netflix. I usually just go by the ratings, you know, go through and see what the closest match for me is. But there's a never-ending stream of content all of a sudden. And it's very much like music, as you know. Now it's like they've opened Pandora's box, and you can't pump up a film and keep people's attention towards that film for 6 months. Unless it's something that was already super established. Like, unless it's another Star Wars film or a Harry Potter film or something to that effect. But it's all accessibility. It's just all so much more readily available to us now.
Yeah, accessibility. And people are, I'll remember when I first moved to Nashville and I went to NSAI and you have mentoring sessions, and I went to this mentoring session with this guy who'd been around the horn a long time. He was in his 70s, late 70s. His name has initials to it, and I can't remember his name exactly. But he was listening to some of my songs, made some comments, and then he talked about having to get to the chorus right away. Get to the chorus right away. I mean, now they're saying get to the chorus within 30 seconds. People don't want to wait. And he gave the example of this guy's, you know, in his 70s. And he used this example to kind of flex a little bit. And he said, you know, my wife, and she's 33. She microwaving for a minute is too slow for her. And did I say she's 33? You know, this generation, you know, like 33 years old, like my wife. He must have mentioned like three times. I'm a 70-year-old guy, and I'm married. My wife is a millennial. But the point was, you know, everybody, even a minute rice is too long now. You know, we all expect instantaneous.
Well, my wife is 40, and she does this little thing.
My wife is 40? Did I say?
Right. She stops the microwave with 1 second left every time she uses it.
Because she can't wait for that second?
just can't make it past that last second. Can't do it, man. Seriously. It's a thing. We've went back and forth on it for many years now.
Well, we all have our idiosyncrasies, I guess.
Absolutely.
But on the other side, not everybody's all doom and gloom. And I sent you an excerpt see if I can even find it, because I sent it to you. They're saying that when movies do open, people are going to have a pent-up demand. And he made a statement that is really, really fascinating to me. J.J. Abrams, the Bad Robot Productions chairman, must be a movie company, he said there's a reason the Roaring Twenties followed the 1918 pandemic. This is something I hadn't thought of. He said, we have a pent-up, desperate need to see each other, to socialize and have communal experiences. And there is nothing I can think of that is more exciting than being in a theater with people you don't know, who don't necessarily like the same sports teams or pray to the same God or eat the same food, but you're screaming together, laughing together, crying together. It's a social necessity. Mm-hmm. And so he was saying there's a pent-up demand. And he's saying that there's an example. Movies opened up in Tokyo. One Tokyo theater scheduled jaw-dropping 42 screenings in one day to meet the demand. Because they're a little further ahead of us on the pandemic. They've overcome it. They don't have the problems that we do. And so theaters have opened up, and they said that the demand, everybody wants to get out and see theaters. I want to go see movies. I mean, there's nothing like going to a movie. I mean, my nephew turned me on to going to the dine-in, and it's expensive, but you can go there, and it's like a recliner, like being in your home, and they bring you the food. If you want alcohol or if you want soda, they bring it to you, and order your food and eat it. You know, pretty good food, not cheap though. But that is an experience. It's an experience, and then we go there, and they only about half their theaters are dine-in, and sometimes I didn't pay attention, and the movie would not be in a dine-in theater. And when I go there and find out that a movie I wanted to see was not in dining theater, I mean, the disappointment was palpable.
I bet, man.
I want to turn around and go home. I mean, really? Really? But you can order the food. They have a place you can order the same food and take it in with you. But you don't have people waiting. I want to be waited on.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
I want to be waited on.
Yeah, it always tastes a lot better when somebody brings it to you.
Yes. Yes.
I get it, man. I'm a restaurant junkie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and then you go to restaurants where you, like, there's that one restaurant. I really like it. It's run by of two Polish couples. Extravaganza. Kind of. They close at 2 in the afternoon, so they're more of a breakfast thing. And I love going there. I love those people. Love talking to them. They're good people, hardworking, you know, trying to build up something. I think first generation, they speak with a pretty thick accent. So I think they were born in Poland. And a brother and a sister and their spouses. But you walk in and you have to pay first, and then they bring you the food. It's not quite as nice as sitting down and someone said, may I take your order?
Right. Right. Like, I'm having to do some of the work here.
Right. Are we spoiled or what? I mean, you know, our ancestors had to go out and catch it and then cook it, or maybe not even cook it if they didn't have it before they figured out fur. What the fire was.
They'd use the fur, the oils off the ant.
Yeah.
Make shoes with the skin, clothes.
Yeah. 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 We're so spoiled.
Truly, man, there's never a better time to be alive.
No absolutely, question. Jimmy, absolutely. I mean, everything's right, you know, everything that's here, on my phone and your phone access to information, access to anything you want to know. You can look it up. You can stream music. My friend Mark Johnson turned me on to the streaming. I used to think that, well, I don't want uncompressed music. I don't want MP3s. I have to listen to uncompressed. I must listen to the CDs only. And he said, come on, man, just get the Apple Music subscription, and then I'll send you music, you know, that you should listen to. I'll just send you a link by text. And I said, okay, I'll give it a try. I ain't never going back, man. Never. Yeah, the quality isn't quite there, but the convenience of it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I read Bill, you know, and some new artists came out. I want to check them out. I don't have to order or go to a – I mean, back in the day, you'd have to go to the store and buy the CD.
And hope it was there.
And I don't have to – now and hope it was there. Hope it wasn't sold out. And now, oh, I want to check them out. Pull up Apple Music. Boom, there it is. I'm Apple Music. I don't subscribe to Spotify. And you can do Spotify for free, but Apple Music pays songwriters and artists more, almost double what Spotify does. So I like patronizing Apple Music. I think they're better for artists. And all my stuff is Apple. My iPhone, my iPad, my iMac. You know, I'm kind of an Apple person, so I like Apple. It's all integrated. And now they've got a new... They've got a new package that's coming out, or maybe it's already available, where everything is grouped together. And the article that I read said, you know, even iCloud storage, the article that I read said that the big winner there is you get more storage because, you know, it's going to everything being on the cloud. And I use iCloud storage. And, you know, as you do videos, that stuff has to get stored somewhere. Thanks. You know, more and more videos. Takes a lot of space. And, you know, so somewhere in a desert somewhere, they keep building more server farms, I guess, storage farms. Imagine the energy going into that.
Oh, yeah.
All those storage devices. I think there's some in, they're usually in the desert. I think there's one, some in Colorado, all different places. But you probably want to have a place where electricity is cheaper. Kind of worries me, though, putting it on the web. I mean, what if somebody hacks it? But I've kind of given up on that worry. Whoops, you're gone now. Oh, there you are. So, yeah, the Apple has a package, and it's Apple News, and I don't know what all else comes. I don't think they have any kind of streaming service. What's that?
Something just happened.
Something just happened?
Yeah, it sounds like it did when we started.
Oh, boy.
Again. I don't know, buddy.
Well.
There you are.
Okay.
We're good. Sorry, man. Well, you know, what I was thinking about is it's all moving so fast, and we've seen, like, talking about streaming. I'm just old enough that I can still tell those stories to my kids of, like, had to walk to school and all this stuff. And what are those stories going to be that my kids are going to tell their kids? Are they going to be like, when I was your age, you had to have a separate app for your music and a separate app to stream movies?
Yeah.
You don't know how good you got it, because it's going to become all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing that's gonna be like the next Netflix or the next Apple Music or the next explosion will be an all-inclusive app or service, whatever it is, to where it's integrated.
Yeah, well, every industry that is mature generally ends up with three big competitors. Before Fox came along, there was ABC, NBC, and CBS, three big automakers. It was Ford, GM, and Chrysler. What are some others? So basically, you have usually have three main competitors. And in the streaming, and it's all chopped up. Or even, okay, TV shows, and I complain about this. Okay, I want to watch that show. I want to watch Breaking Bad. I still haven't seen the last season, not Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
Me too.
Because it's on a channel I don't have.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have every channel. I'm not going to get Disney and Hulu and I don't know where all there are. I mean, there's a limit. You know, I don't want to spend all my time watching TV any day, anyway. I mean, I want to limit my TV watching because it's not productive. Although, when I watch music documentaries, I consider that as productive time. I record on my recording because I do learn a lot. I mean, I watch the Shawn Mendes one, which we can come back to. But so it's very fragmented now because it's early. But as it matures, there's gonna be consolidation, and there's going to be maybe not three necessarily, but it'll move in that direction towards about three big players. And the music might be combined with it. You know, they're saying that Spotify may go into, Spotify is the big dog in music streaming, and they may go into actual videos or moving pictures. You know, Joe Rogan, I still haven't figured out what they're doing. Where can you watch Joe Rogan stuff now that he's exclusively on there? I don't watch him normally, but it's more than just the audio podcast. He also did all his stuff on YouTube, and I'm assuming that's not available anymore. A guy would have to research that. But
well, it's interesting. It's like the last time my wife upgraded her phone, it came with Disney Plus and Apple Music.
Okay.
It was part of the deal. So it's already kind of moving that direction to where they're conglomerating, if that is a word, you know, different factions. And now, isn't Amazon got a dog in that fight?
Amazon, I think, definitely. Well, Amazon, Twitch is owned by Amazon, and we're streaming on Twitch right now. Hello, viewers from Twitch, if we have any right now. This is our first time. This is Jimmy D and the Wolf playing through the Changes of Life podcast. So, and they've got the music streaming and the movie. You know, Amazon Prime has the movies. You know, they're putting out their own content and TV shows, and so they're going to be one of the players. They're not going anywhere. I mean, I've seen some numbers. How much money you'd have to earn a day, and how many years you'd have to earn it to make what Jeff Bezos makes in a year? I mean, it's just where he's at in the money that he makes and the value of his company. And Amazon has only exploded because of everybody's ordering online now. I think they're up 33% profits. I mean, they're just exploding. Hiring more people, 250,000 people, I think I read. So they're the biggest dog there is. And where they want to go, you better not discount them. And they're definitely in music streaming. And now, as a music artist, you get on, I haven't done it yet, but you get on your Amazon page and you can connect. They want you to connect a Twitch account to it. So you do your music streaming, because music streaming is not a big thing, live performance. Music streaming is a big deal, and so Twitch wants to connect that. But then there's YouTube, which is owned by Google, or Alphabet, which owns both YouTube and Google. And YouTube is wanting to be, I mean, they said, I heard him speak at DIY Musicians Conference, they said in 10 years they want to be the number one revenue source for musician streaming. I mean, like, there's one big elephant in the way of that, and that would be Spotify. So they're basically saying they want to be bigger than Spotify. And they also have, I guess you can just stream music without videos. I'm not 100% sure how that works yet, but YouTube has a streaming site other than just with a video.
I didn't know that.
I'll have to research that. I'm pretty sure that they have. You can buy a subscription. You know, of course, Apple. I mean, Apple is the big, Apple is the big player. I mean, Apple and Spotify are neck and neck as far as music streaming.
Yeah.
Apple's already one of the, you can't rule them out. They're already there and they're doing the bundling already. I didn't realize that they're bundling Disney with that. I didn't know that was one of their partners, but Apple is going to be one of the big ones. If there are three, Apple will be one of them. Amazon will be one of them. Probably YouTube would be the other. What does that leave Spotify? I guess. I don't know.
They just make YouTube and get it over with.
Sorry?
They just need to make nice with YouTube to join forces somehow.
Yeah, maybe that's what they need to do. You know, they don't really directly compete. I didn't find anything about YouTube. I thought that they did have that. YouTube music streaming. Yeah, YouTube music. Download YouTube music and enjoy it on your iPhone and iPad. Yeah, there is a YouTube music. So it's like Apple Music.
Yes, all three of them already have their own streaming thing.
Okay, here we go. YouTube Music, well, this is a 2018 article, has launched in the UK. This must be a UK article, rivaling alternative music streaming services like Apple Music and Spotify. The new app from YouTube has become popular for its improved search options and music video streaming. So, YouTube Music is a thing. I was not mistaken. I am right. and music, you get music premium, YouTube. Listen to music ad free. So, they have a, what is YouTube Music? Here's a recent article. YouTube Music was announced in 2018. So it is a relatively new music streaming service from Google that only focuses on all things music across the video streaming. Wow, video. They include videos. Huh. Can you watch it without a video, I wonder?
Are they prioritizing live streams over all the other stuff?
Well, YouTube also has live streams, but this music app is not focusing on live streaming. It's streaming like Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
So YouTube Music focuses only on all things music across the video streaming platform. With YouTube Music, you can listen to official songs, albums, playlists, artist radios, remixes, and live versions. It's a free-to-use service if you don't mind listening to adverts every few songs. The YouTube Music Premium tier is also available to remove the adverts, give you background listening on your mobile device so you can exit the app, and let you download songs for offline playback. Wow, interesting. What you can't do with YouTube Music is watch ad-free videos such as cats playing the piano across the rest of the YouTube site. So it's only, you know, it's only for official music output from artists, not other types of things. You know, so even I suppose Wayne Abudaka, who has now become famous and rich, who did the Dreams.
Oh yeah,
on TikTok, that wouldn't be included.
What was the guy drinking?
Ocean Spray, cranberry juice, but it was a cran and another flavor in it. And he, if you don't, I mean, just repeat the story. Most people are familiar with it. He was living in an RV, didn't have running water, and or a camper, I guess. And his truck broke down, had 250,000 miles on it, two miles from work. And so he gets out a skateboard and he coolly starts to skate to work, and he pulls out his phone and decides to make a video, and he plays Fleetwood Mac streaming while he's skateboarding to work 2 miles, and he's so chill in that video. He's just like, you would never believe that his truck just broke down and he's almost late for work. He's just streaming down, and he posts it at lunchtime that day. He worked at a potato warehouse in Idaho. And the thing went bonkers, 45 million, 50 million, maybe 100 million by now. And Ocean Spray gave him a free pickup, the color of cranberry, loaded with juice. And he's got agents now. And he made enough money to buy a house from his promotions, and I mean, it radically changed his life. One video, radically.
And the moral of the story is, it's not about what happens; it's about how you react to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the guy having the worst day ever, and he's all chill in the video and smiling, and you know, he was lighthearted about it, and it changed his entire life.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a video you can watch. There's a video where they set up for him to, apparently his girlfriend, or there was a woman there, presumably his girlfriend, wife. He has two kids, and knock on the door and have him come out. And he says, "What's going on?" And there's Ocean Spray with the pickup, and color of cranberry juice. And they're giving him the pickup and they were shooting it. And he was just shocked. You know, he didn't expect that. And loaded up with cranberry juice, of course, bottles of cranberry juice in the back. I guess some rap artists wanted to work with him, and just radically just changed his life and changed Fleetwood Mac's life. Fleetwood yep. Mac, that song came out in 1977 or 8 or 7, no, 76, sorry, 76. That song, their album came out in 1976. So that is 44 years ago. And that song hadn't been on the chart in decades. It is now back on the charts, and the album is back on the charts. And in fact, I think the album made it to the top 10 of the Billboard 200. I mean, that is amazing. And a 44-year-old album gets put back on the charts.
Because of TikTok.
Because of TikTok. And yeah, the power of social media. And you couldn't have even planned that. You know, people are desperate to try to make viral videos, and you can't do it. I mean, you can't, I suppose.
Right, there's no formula. If there was, they would already.
Right.
Would have already inundated us with them.
I mean, most, if you looked at it, I mean, he's a middle-aged guy. I mean, he's average looking. I mean, I'm an into guy, so I don't know. But I mean, he's not a, you know, he's not a model type. You know, he's a family man. He's a dad, works at a warehouse, and nothing really special other than just something, just that intangible that he had, and the way he put that video together. And then, of course, the music, Fleetwood Mac, being as great as it was, I mean, it's still great music, even 44 years later. That was an amazing album that did amazing. It was like the album of for about a decade there. It just broke all the records.
Yeah.
That was an absolutely amazing. I mean, Fleetwood Mac was on top of the music world for about 10 years. And then they disintegrated because infighting and affairs back and forth between each other. And but that song, or the, well, not just that song, but the sound, and it was very well mixed. The production is amazing. That I don't know who the engineer was on it, but very well produced. Everything about it, it stands up 44 years later.
Sure. Yeah, it still sounds great.
Still sounds great. Stevie Nicks has a dream. I mean, it's appropriate. Her voice is like a dream. I mean, she has an amazing voice, even 44 years later. And there's been so many knockoff videos. I think the article I said there was a, this was about a month ago, there was 125,000 knockoff videos, people trying to do the same thing with dreams. On TikTok, you can choose a song to either dance to or to put in a background to your video. And Fleetwood Mac does get paid some for that. So Fleetwood Mac had a huge income stream from that. So
they're probably wondering what in the hell happened. They probably didn't know what TikTok was when it all blew up.
Well, Mick Fleetwood, probably not. I mean, Mick Fleetwood has got to be at least 75, I think, in his 70s anyway, and giant of a man, was like 6'8" or something. Very big man. They must, he must have a special drum kit because he's bigger than the average drummer.
Right.
He did a duet, or he did a video with Abrodaka. I don't know, maybe not pronounce his name right, but he did. He got on TikTok too, and did a, and I think Stevie Nicks did also. So, you know, they're getting into the act. I mean, they're still playing shows, although they threw Lindsey Buckingham out finally a couple of years ago, threw him out, and which is sad, unfortunately. I mean, bands can't get along. I mean, he and Stevie Nicks had such a bad history. They were boyfriend and girlfriend when they joined. Peter Green left because he went crazy, and they needed a guitar player, and so Lindsey Buckingham was the one they chose. And he said, it's a package deal. It's either me with my girlfriend, Stevie Nicks, or neither of us. And they said, well, we got a female singer, Christine McVie. And like Fleetwood said, oh, okay, we'll bring her on. And it was the greatest thing ever because they reached so many heights, such greater heights than they did when they had Peter Green with them.
And they were great then.
They were, yeah. More bluesy, though. Peter Green went crazy. He didn't want anything to do with the material. He pulled a gun on his accountant when his accountant brought a check, delivered a check to him for royalties. Don't get that money away from me!
Wow. Insane, man.
Yeah.
But he had a brilliant Les Paul tone.
He did. He did. Even though it was out of phase. Then he wired it. And then Gary Moore. Gary Moore had his guitar. I don't know who has it now. Gary Moore's gone. Another great.
Kirk Hammett from Metallica.
Right.
Greeny. Kirk Hammett has it.
Yeah.
He's probably put active pickups in it or something.
Yeah, put a.
I'm gonna put a battery in this thing.
Yeah.
He's got enough. Doesn't care.
Well, this is our first multi-platform broadcast, and I hope that it came through all right. I see we have one viewer. Thank you for watching us. Jimmy D and the Wolf for the new platforms we're on, playing through the changes of life. We're both musicians. I live in Nashville. Jimmy lives in Madison, Indiana, and we're the best of friends, and we play music. We write songs together. We're both guitar players. We like blues music and a lot of other music. And we talk about music, music business, songwriting, and also any random subject. All points in between. And this is our 43rd. And we do this every week. Sometimes the schedule will change, but it's usually every week. Tuesday night at this time is our schedule. So if you catch this, maybe you're on a replay, we are glad to have you. I hope that our podcast was interesting and that you maybe got some information or maybe got entertained, maybe by one of Jimmy's jokes. He's the funny one, usually with a quip.
Comes and goes.
All right. Well, should we call it?
Yep. Thanks for watching.
Thank you. See you next time.